On Monday, we celebrated one of the newest feasts on the church's calendar. That was the memorial of Mary, Mother of the Church. Today, we celebrate a feast that's even newer, and it's not on the universal calendar. It's here in the Philippines. I'm not sure what other countries. I'm told that this feast originated in the UK, so perhaps it's a feast day there. It's the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, the eternal high priest. As I have said in previous years, this feast appeared a little bit mysteriously. No explanation of why it's on this day or why it's in the Philippines, but here we have an opportunity to celebrate the priesthood of Jesus Christ. It happens that it falls this year, exactly 1 month after my celebration of my silver anniversary, April 28th, so now May 28th. And that was an occasion also to give thanks to God for the gift of the priesthood, not only the priesthood of Jesus Christ, but that priesthood shared with the ordained priest. In this case, it was me. On that occasion, I experienced a great outpouring of support, encouragement, love, gratitude. And I, of course, found it very encouraging, but also a good sign of the health of the church. Because when the church recognizes, when members of the church recognize the importance, the gift of the priesthood, that's a good sign because it means they're welcoming the priesthood of Jesus Christ. In many sectors and many places in the world, the ordained priesthood is rejected, or at least very severely criticized, largely because of so many scandals, yes. But if we can't distinguish the weak priest, ordained priest, from the gift of the priesthood, we're in trouble, because the gift of the priesthood is our encounter with Jesus, the eternal high priest. Last month also, we had an opportunity to reflect. We had a retreat on the theme, you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. That was an opportunity to extend our reflection on the priesthood to ourselves, because everyone who's baptized shares through that sacrament in the priesthood of Christ. But today's feast is not so much about those things, not so much about the priesthood of the faithful that we receive by baptism, not even so much about the ordained priest. Today's feast focuses on the heart of the whole mystery, Jesus Christ himself, the eternal high priest. Jesus Christ, who revealed a new priesthood. He was not a priest of the old law. He was not from the tribe of Levi. He didn't go to the temple and offer the sacrifices that the priests offered. He was a priest of a new order, the order of Melchizedek, a priest whose sacrifice was not lambs and bulls and goats and doves. What was the sacrifice of the eternal high priest? Himself. Jesus Christ is priest and victim. This is what we heard about in this Gospel that I just read. You might have noticed that in the Animum Way, the Gospel is incomplete, or a short form. So I read the complete Gospel. It's the story of Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus' agony in the garden. Jesus, who is dedicating himself to the will of the Father, but also encountering the resistance of human nature to make sacrifice. He takes three of the apostles along with him, Peter, James, and John. Just yesterday, we heard about James and John asking for the seats of glory, sitting at the right and at the left of Jesus in glory. He takes them to be at his right and at his left in the garden of the agony. Because the way to glory is by sacrifice. The way to rise up is by humble service. So he's inviting them to share in this path to glory, and they fall asleep. They just can't understand it, and their emotional and physical exhaustion overcomes them. But Jesus is not overcome. Jesus repeatedly, in fact, in the gospel I just read, he says it two times, but in the longer version, he says it three times. Three times he prays to be freed from this very costly sacrifice of himself, but then always submits himself to the will of the Father. If it is not possible that this cup pass without my drinking it, your will be done. This is Jesus making the sacrifice of his human will to the divine will. He's making the sacrifice of himself. What we see here, of course, is the supreme sacrifice of the high priest, of the spotless victim that saves us. But we also see an indication of how we are to share in this priestly life. What is our sacrifice that we offer to God? We don't offer bulls and goats. Yes, we offer the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. By participating in the Mass, we offer the same sacrifice to the Father. But we also offer ourselves, our own will. And that is a costly sacrifice. Not my will, but your will be done. If Father, if you don't want to relieve me from this costly sacrifice, your will be done. That's a participation in the priesthood of Jesus Christ. So as we celebrate this feast day, we give thanks to God for the supreme and perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, our high priest, who in sacrificing himself saved us. But we also pray for everyone's participation in this sacrifice. Yes, first of all, the ordained ministers who are not perfect and are not spotless, but are participating in the sacrifice for the sake of the church, who offer the bread and the wine, the body that which become the body and blood of Christ, and who also offer themselves. That's why a priest is consecrated to God. He's sacrificed to God. A priest who offers sacrifice is also a victim. We also pray for everyone who participates in the priesthood of Christ. We pray for vocations to the priesthood. We pray for holy priests. We give thanks to God for the gift of the priesthood. But at the center of it all is Jesus Christ himself, our eternal high priest.